This is a Rush Hour listener special.
Now, Jimmy Boy, there's a brand new TV show coming to Australia.
Yes.
Because you know how it's a game show.
Yeah. And it already exists.
It does in the UK.
Right.
Huge over there.
Yes.
But it's coming to Australia, right, Jimmy
Boy. An Australian
Boy.
Version of exactly. It is being made. Is that
and
what
they're
you mean?
Looking for an Australian host.
Right. What's the show?
The show is called Tipping Point.
Explain it to us.
Difficult to explain.
How does it work?
Well, the contestants put like a coin in a box and it rolls down and then it goes down to the bottom and all the coins have got to push over and there's a tipping point where they fall down to another level and it sounds shit, but it's a good show. It's a good show, Tim.
It's the worst explanation of a show I've ever heard.
Because Rabs and I loved it, right? We watched it for years here, right here now. And
yes,
now
the English version.
Yeah, the English version. And now you jump on, so you you explain it. Go
I'm
on.
I'm not going to explain it, but why are you bringing it up?
Because they're looking for an Aussie host.
All right, so you'd have some...
Who?
Examples of people that they might be looking for?
Grant Denyer.
Well, you had Grant Denyer. You'd have Tommy Gleeson could do a really good job.
Baby John Burgess.
Well, I think Baby, much he as I love done. Baby, might be part, you know, might be in the retirement sort of stage.
Daryl Summers.
Tommy Gleisner.
No.
Well, what, Hamish and Andy?
No, Jim.
Well, if Mickey Roberts wasn't so busy down in Warrnambool.
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Thank you, Robert.
No.
Well, Osher Gunsberg.
Who?
Mike Whitney.
No!
All right.
You've got to have someone with credentials. And
what, you're saying they haven't got credentials?
No, well, I'm not saying that at all, Jim, but credentials on this station.
Right.
And look no further than what?
I beg your pardon?
Look no further than what?
Wah.
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 Bill.
So.
Here's the thing.
What?
You've been sacked from all three commercial stations in the last sort of 2 years.
Mm.
Sunday Footy Show got rid of you.
Let go.
Then you did the 10 News. Well, that was meant to be for a month. It lasted one episode
Didn't
and they never
up.
Came back.
Crook.
And then you did something with Campbell Brown that was meant to go for an hour. It came down to a minute. And then you got the arse off that.
Spot on.
So
Jim.
I don't reckon you're in good television form.
But none of that had to do with a quiz show.
Right.
And that's where I'm at my finest. And you know that, Jim. My finest. I just point to the Saturday Rub quiz.
Yeah, which is a train wreck.
No. One of the most favourite out there. Everyone loves it. We build the quiz, they come.
Are you giving that a tick?
Yes.
That's not getting a tick.
Midweek quiz. What do we call it? The
Don't say anything.
The hump day quiz,
right.
Jim.
Yes.
Hump day quiz.
That's not getting
yes,
a tick either.
It does too.
Get it right.
It's one of the great quizzes of all time.
It actually isn't.
So there are your credentials. So I think I might just go for it.
What you're saying, you can run two horrendous radio quizzes that are popular because of how bad they are.
No.
They are. That's why people like them,
because
they're so bad.
Do you want something else?
Well, go on.
Well, I have been on Sale of the Century.
Now, our first contestant used to be the player Pat supporters loved to bag until he kicked the match-winning goal after the siren in last year's semi-final against Footscray. Let's make welcome the man whose all-time favourite film is Mrs. Doubtfire, direct from Geelong via The Footy Show, Billy Brownlow.
Howdy, Billy.
How are you?
The player Geelong fans love to bag.
Was that Nikki Buckley saying that?
Nikki Buckley.
Come on, how could she say that?
God, give me that.
Now, our first contestant used to be the player Pat supporters love to bag until he kicked the match-winning goal after the siren.
Anyway, I was on the show.
Yes.
And I was up against Richo. Up against Foss, Sam.
Yes, Sam.
And Michael Long.
And
guess who prevailed?
Now, it's anyone's game here at the moment. Matthew, you're leading on 38. Let's get straight into it, though. Good luck, all. 60 seconds up on the clock, and your time starts now. Which Fitzroy Legion was recently sacked as... Michael?
Bernie Quinlan.
Yes. Oh. In which part of the body is your jugular vein? Billy?
Nick.
Correct. Who is the regular full forward of the Adelaide Crow? Billy?
Tony Modra.
Yes. In the Navy was a hit song for the... Billy?
For the Sherbet Band.
Village People. For which NBL team does Andrew Gaze? Billy.
Tigers.
Yes. Which consonant is silent in the word rhubarb? Billy.
H.
Yes. By what name do we know the Australian?
Yes!
And Billy, you won the game. $55 is up to a
So there, Jim, I won that.
As you were approaching that last 60 seconds, did someone grab you on the pills and hold on to them the whole way through?
It was nerve-wracking, Jim. I don't know how. I didn't care how I sounded.
I got all the
right
voice.
I got all the right answers, and I won Sale of the Century.
A Sherbet Man.
Yes, which is totally wrong. Village People, you idiot. And so I've been on Sale of the Century, Saturday Rub, Hump Day,
quiz, so I think I might put in a resume.
I don't reckon you should.
Mm. Why?
Because I just don't think you're anywhere near able to host a live television quiz show.
It's not hard. Auto cues. I just have to read out the questions.
Auto cues.
Yes.
Right.
Read the questions.
Terrible at reading.
You can't read anything.
No, I'm okay. Maybe not. But I need a catchphrase. So I'm going to get Glenn Ridge, who's a mate of mine, because we bonded when we were on sale.
He's a mate of yours.
When we were on sale together.
Sale. Yep.
So, old Ridgey. So I'm going to get him on, and we'll have a chat tomorrow. He'll mentor me.
Well, maybe people should give us some feedback.
Yes.
Social media feedback.
Yeah, I reckon Beezy should put up a poll on Instagram, Triple M Rush Hour.
Instagram poll.
Yep.
Should Bill host the Australian version of Tipping Point?
Yes.
And why?
And why?
Not just should, because then we'll just get yes and no's, a whole lot more no's than yeses. But what we need is why. Why should Bill be the host of the Australian version of Tipping Point? When Beersy puts it up, jump on Instagram and give us your feedback.
That's it, Jim. My catchphrase?
Yep.
I could say to the contestants, may the force be with you.
Oh my God, that's taken.
What about I could say, well, show me the money.
Oh, well, also would you, taken. Why would you say that?
Life is like a box of
Oh, no, I'm wrapping this
Jesus.
Up. What is this? Plan? Instagram
what is
page.
Tipping Point Brownless. Oh. Yes, please.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Slipped up on me.
Slipped up on you.
Actually snuck up on me.
Oh, that would be probably better, yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Right now we're joined by Australian TV royalty,
yes.
Glenn Ridge.
The classic UK game show Tipping Point is coming to Australian TV.
Go on, alongside the double, Clive. Could they go together? Clive is going to get close, Clive!
Clive, it does!
I can't believe it! And Billy Brownless reckons he knows the perfect host.
You've got to have someone with credentials. And look no further than what?
So, to test Billy's credentials, we turn to a man who hosted Sale of the Century for over 10 years. Take it away, Pete Smith.
And now, here's the star of the sale, Glenn Ridge.
Oh, yeah, he was the star too. Don't worry about that. Dominated.
Yes.
Great friend of the show, of course, and he joins us. Hello, Glenny.
JB and Billy, always good to catch up with you guys. And can I just quickly, I don't mean to sound ignorant here, but what the frig's Tipping Point?
Yes, good question.
A new game show. It's big in the UK, Glenny boy, and it's coming to Australia. And they need a new host, and I am it, I reckon. So I've rang you you've rang me, actually, because you're my mentor. We go way back.
Yes.
Back to 91 when we're on Sale of the Century, Glenny and I.
Yes.
When I won it.
You starred, Billy, to all of our amazement, to be quite honest. We all lost our money on that one, I can tell you.
Who was your host, your co-host then? And she introduced me as the man. Have a listen to this here, Glenn. You'll like this.
Now, our first contestant used to be the player Pat supporters love to bag until he kicked the match-winning goal after the siren in last year's semi-final against Footscray. Let's make welcome the man whose all-time favourite film is Mrs. Doubtfire, direct from Geelong via the Footy Show, Billy Brownlow.
Howdy, Billy. That was Nikki. I reckon she nailed it, Billy.
Nikki Buckley said the Cats fans used to bag.
It's a love to bag. And they did.
Hey, what are you doing nowadays, old mate?
We just plodding along, woke up this morning, and that was always a bonus, Billy, from that point of view. So, no, we're just cruising, doing a little bit of farming and sleeping in, which is great.
Where are you domiciled?
Domiciled? No, I haven't got time. they haven't found that one out yet, have they? Melbourne-based.
Oh, good.
So, in fact, just up the road, JB, from Arden Street Oval.
Oh, superb. Field of Dreams. Right.
Yeah, well and truly. Nice. So living the dream, Billy.
Good on
the
you. Dream. Do you do trivia nights or something at pubs?
Well, I used to do bar mitzvahs, but they went off the radar for a while. But we just kind of cruise around at the moment. I had my time in the sun. I had a great time.
And
talking about those AFL specials and getting all the guys in, you'd be surprised, and you would have known, Billy, everyone was so bloody competitive. It was unbelievable. All that. But they were great memories. We had a great time.
And you did a bloody good job too. Don't worry about that. Now, Bill thinks that he is going to be the host of the Australian version of Tipping Point.
Mm-hmm.
He came on yesterday, Glennie, and he said, I think I'm the man. I think I've got the skill set. We very quickly said we believed he didn't.
Yes.
But he wants to ask you, as the quiz master, how he can build up his craft. All right.
Mm-hmm. Go for it, Billy. I'll try and help you as best I can.
Okay, master. Now, should I run out to the show? You know, run out and just bowl out there.
Tony Barber style.
Yes.
I tried running out on one of the practice thing rehearsals before Sale, and I tripped over the first step, which... And then the concept of running and thinking and talking, I couldn't do. I think you have to be multi-talented and super, super alert to be able to do that.
That's not Bill.
No.
And let's be honest, your run nowadays wouldn't be that quick.
No. Okay.
Half the show would be you getting from the doors to the...
Righto. Glenn, I get the point. I get the point. Should I wear a suit or come out casual?
When did you last wear a suit?
When I got married, and that didn't end well either.
Sorry to bring that up. I apologise there. I think it's for Sale of the Century champion, unless well, you only won one game, let's be honest, it wasn't that big a deal, but let's call you a champion.
Yes.
I think a suit would be befitting.
Righto. Have a gag or a zinger off the top or what?
Oh, kind of like those late night shows where they come out
yes.
and they have the canned laughter at the end of a non-funny joke.
Okay.
Well, can you deliver a funny joke, Philly?
You should be listening every night.
No. Yeah, Glenn.
Why is E.T. short, Glenn?
I don't know, Billy.
He was born that way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, forget about the game.
There we are. What I've been saying right. for years.
What about having an assistant, like a Joe Barley or a Nicky Buckley?
Barley.
Always very important.
Yes.
Very important. Because when all of a sudden you're out of the limelight, which I am now, and people will take a double take at me as I walk down the road, they'll look and they'll think, and then they'll be brave enough to say, did you used to stand next to Nicky Buckley? So it gives you longevity.
Right.
Gives you longevity, Billy. Mm-hmm. So get someone. Well, who were you thinking? Who would you have as a partner, do you reckon, mate?
Joe Silvani.
Who would you go for?
Joe Silvani. And should I have a tagline, a catchphrase?
It's not a bad name for a TV show, really, is it?
Fire, Glennie.
Again, it depends on what you're going to do, Billy.
Hmm.
Like what sort of catchphrase? I forget what.
What do you have? Yeah.
Take care. I used to say take care at the end of it.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Pretty original. You're now trash talking your mentor.
Oh, I'm not going with take care. I'm king of the world.
Well, what would your catchphrase be? What would you go for?
Well, I said yesterday, show me the money.
Oh, that's original. You reckon I take care now?
I'm king of the world.
Yeah.
May the force be with you.
Are we still on there? You're a busy man.
All right. So, Glennie, after you've heard all of these questions and you've beautifully spoken to us for 6 or 7 minutes, should Bill be the host of the Australian Tipping Point, do you think?
Look, Billy, I love you dearly, and yes, you did win a game on one occasion. Mm-hmm. And you are a national identity, and you've got a lot going for you.
Ticks.
I personally would have thought you'd go for Mastermind or something which would be creditable rather than this stupid thing.
Oh, Jesus. So, where's Glennie go?
I'd go, nah.
No. Just a nah.
Nah.
Nah. Oh.
Twice.
Maybe if you hang around in the industry a little bit longer or something, Billy, you might be able to... Get there? I don't know.
Nah. That's what I heard.
I heard nah.
Yep.
So wind him up.
I think that's pretty comprehensive.
He was my mentor.
Oh, Billy, you're not going to turn now, are you?
Hey, how's Sue?
It's a shit of a name. How can you go through life with that?
Glennie, you are a star, mate. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, and I couldn't agree with your view anymore.
Just a nut.
Love you, Billy, and good luck with the show when you get it.
Good on you. Glenn Ridge there. Bloody star.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Look, now he's posing for a social media photo.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, Smash Mouth and All-Star. And speaking of All-Stars...
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With... Aussie Super Mole, Rosie Walton.
Oh, I love this. Welcome, Hose.
Hi. What?
The feedback, because I think I know where it's headed. Quizmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Brownless.
Mm-hmm. We had Glenn Ridge on earlier, who's apparently your mentor, so you can host the Tipping Point.
Yes. Hillary. A good old mate of mine, so I just called on him.
Mm. You wanted to know if you should have a catchphrase.
Yes, I should.
It's important for TV.
What was his?
I don't know.
Have a nice day.
No,
look after yourself.
Take care. Yeah, bit vanilla. You've come up with some suggestions, but Steve from Geelong rang and said that your catchphrase should be Hallelujah, that'll do ya.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad, Steve.
Hallelujah, that'll do
you. You'll struggle with that.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
But we asked,
that'll do ya.
Why should Bill host Tipping Point on Instagram? Dean Warren said, because every other suitable option is taken. Tim Attrill, because he's elite at tipping in froths and kicking points.
Yes.
I don't know how that would help you get the job, though.
Froths, yes. Points,
points,
no.
Yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Rodney Camp said yes. He should host Tipping Point because he's got Jim always close to your tipping point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
GSK reckons the show will be off air within 1 month. Can't wait.
1 month, he give me.
Well, recent form would say that.
I'd be happy with a month. Hallelujah. That'll do.
10-7 didn't last a month.
No.
M. Gutler says to show everyone out there that you can be that dumb and illiterate in life and still make it.
Who said that?
That's it.
M. Gutler 7.
Yep.
Oh, see, that's just mean.
No, it isn't. That's true.
It's funny, though. Has Willett. He can't even host a quiz on Hump Day or The Rub, and he's too much of a smack for telly.
Yes.
Good quiz today. You have to admit that.
Better quiz, not good quiz. Yep.
G. Cripper asks, can they have subtitles so everyone can understand what you're meant to be saying?
Good one, shitter. Or Cripper, was it?
Cripper.
Oh, sorry.
Ryan James Warren has sent in a message saying he's got great form. He hits the scales tipping point every morning.
Hey!
Oh, how long did it take you to work on that? He's been working on that for a week.
That was pretty quick on that.
Gabriella says he might accidentally the questions the contestants are struggling with. I think answer the questions the contestants are struggling with, moving the game along quickly. Mm. I think she likes you, Gabriella.
Good name. Gabriella sounds exotic.
Hello,
Andrew White says because him buggering up the questions would make the show watchable.
Yes.
India Weaver says, yes, I bloody love this show and it needs his energy.
Yes.
Mm. Energy.
See, the girls are on Anthony Williams' side.
Don't know if you... Yeah, okay.
India.
Cream Pie has said it would give me, and I'm sure others, a reason to watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like train cream wreck pie. Television.
No, Jim. Hallelujah.
Samuel James says, yes, but what's your position on the Auditor General?
Yep.
Still don't know what that bloody means.
And one final submission.
How do you?
He's an icon and smart and cute. That comes from Billy Brownless.
Oh, my God.
You replied to your own question.
Oh, I had a couple of beers last night. Got home.
You're just a balloon head.
I was lying in bed.
Hmm.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Comedians are doing their little gigs at different vineyards.
Vineyards.
Vineyards or whatever you call them, Jim. Vineyards.
Is there a winery or a vineyard?
Or a vineyard.
Oh, no.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
Yes.
So Fats of the opinion that he should be the host of the Australian version of Tipping Point.
Exactly right.
Which, of course, leads into us going to air every day.
We watch it here.
Yeah, we do. And the little discs come down and you see if you can get the main one with the star on it so you get a nice collect.
That's it.
And they're bringing in the version here to Australia. And Fat says to the Rush Hour family, as in our particular family, I should be the host of that.
Spot on.
I couldn't think of anyone less qualified to be the host of it than Bill.
No. Well, I've done the quizzes on Triple M.
No, you have.
And I've been on Sailor Century. We got Glenny Ridge on the other day, and he said you'd be good, Bill.
No, he didn't. He said no when we asked him. And the quizzes you do on Triple M are, of course, the Saturday Rub Quiz,
which
is often a car accident.
No.
And then we have the midweek quiz here. So I'm going to give you some examples, Fat, and I hope you're listening. as to why you shouldn't be the host of anything.
Examples
ever again.
Of what?
All right. So here, a fundamental thing of hosting is getting the guest's name right.
Very important.
So have a listen to this one.
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Oh. Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we doing?
Have a listen to Duck.
Have a listen to Duck.
Duck thought it was the funniest thing he's ever heard. I set that up, Jim. That was a bit of craft.
You also need to be able to ask the question correctly.
Oh, well, there's
as it's written on the sheet or in Tipping Point's case, an auto cue.
Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
I announce my retirement this week.
Anthony?
Yes,
oh, he's gone early.
And?
He's gone early.
Kate Simpson?
Oh,
no!
No!
Sucked
so
in!
Ray gets all...
I think this person might have announced it last week.
Oh, no. Yeah, go on, Fat.
I announced my retirement last week.
See? One little word just gets me occasionally. Mm. That's good.
Well,
good radio.
You also need to know your landmarks. So if they pop up as part of a question, you need to actually get them right.
Number three, here we go. How many laps are there around Mount Palomaran? How many laps are there at the Bathurst Thousands?
Jim Bathurst.
So, Fat.
A lot of people stumble on that.
Yeah, but you can't do that on live on a television show.
We'll cut it.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
I just ask it again.
Yeah, ask again.
Until you get it right.
Is it live, by the way, Tipping Point?
No, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, no, we're right there. Bloody good. I'm also, right for the job.
You also can't, as you're the hosting Tipping Point, give up on a question mid-question.
Bail out.
Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band?
What was that?
That was just...
I need to have another listen to that.
Yeah.
Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band?
I know what happened, Jim. It must have been two all.
You had a seizure?
No. And I had to find a question quickly, so I was just stalling. Stalling is a good word.
Oh, my God.
So I'm still going all right.
No, you're not.
No. Is there any more? That's it. Is that all you got?
You also can't be trusted if anything has an order or hierarchy, as we heard last week on the Saturday Rub.
You've only got Acra himself, Bernie, okay?
What did I win that for again?
Long question, Bernie.
For the most boring, worst question in the world.
I don't think it was boring. It's entertaining.
In the world. We're talking world here. We're talking community radio, everything.
Community radio.
Community.
Rank the following.
Radio.
Wank.
Community radio.
Rank. Oh, no. We've completely lost the ability to broadcast.
No, you idiots. Let me talk.
We've lost the ability to broadcast. Hose.
You know who was doubled over? Hosemary.
Oh, no.
Oh, she thought it was rank, Jim.
No, rank.
I meant to say.
It's not a hard one.
No, it's not. No.
So how come you put a W in front of it?
Well, my R's and my W's, I get mixed up.
Do you?
George, so, Bill, rubber you bush.
There's... George, rubble you bush.
Just be George R.
No. Yes.
He just spelt W with an R. Rubble you.
Anyway, put a song on or something, will you, DJ?
I can't have summed that up any more beautifully than that last sentence that came out of his mouth.
Anyway.
George Rubble, you boy.
It's a letter, you dick.
We got to go.
Anyway,
so is there any point?
You can get stuffed. I'm going to get someone on tomorrow, Jim. Actually, I don't think I will now. I was going to get someone from Channel 9 who knows everything about how it works. He's bringing over Tipping Point. But after that, maybe we don't bring him.
I get my R's and my W's mixed up, like George Rubble New Bush.
Oh, I've got to get through it.
My guts is hurting.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What have I been doing?
What have you been doing?
Flustered.
Oh, you are. Look at him. He's lost his accent.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Super Mole Rosie Walton.
Now, we played today, Hose, the reason why fat should never be the host of anything on television.
And it was only five of them. There were many more to choose from, but for time, tipping point, you want to be the host?
Yes. Well, I should be the host. Don't worry.
You want to be the host?
Be the host, yep.
On our Facebook, Brett Murrell got in contact saying, I'm not on the Instagram, but if Bill is serious about the tipping point, then not only will I back him in, I will back him up and come out of my quiz show retirement, in brackets, since winning Hot Seat, and appear on the show as a contestant. Australia needs to see Bill and I on the TV again. We haven't been seen since I was on the footy show with JB also. Oh.
What's his name?
Brett Murrell. So get the big fella on or bring back the Wheel of Fortune. He loves his wheel.
Where's the wheel?
Where's the wheel?
Which gets me to the catchphrases you were trying to...
Yes.
Pedal
Hallelujah,
some,
that'll do you.
Which is a suggestion from the phones
yesterday.
No, I
like that one, yes.
Daisy B on Instagram, good night, it's frothy time.
Yes.
That's a sign off. So you're very...
Yeah, you're flat on these suggestions.
No, well, I need a good one. Yes,
okay.
Keep going.
What about from Skinker? Catch it on the flip side, mother...
Oh, well, that's all right.
I wouldn't think you'd be last one night.
One night.
Perry would ring the phone.
Ghost of. Somebody whose name I cannot even read says, I'm on the clock. Someone get me a froth. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
I've got to try and get away.
This is your sign off. This is your sign off at the end of every show.
But I'm pigeonholed for that.
Pies McCarthy.
Yes.
I'm fat and that's that.
I like
not
that
bad.
One.
Lots of people saying, where's the wheel? But I like, I'm fat and that's that.
That's it.
Justin, have a good one if you get one.
Oh, not bad. Yeah. May your news be good news?
No, that's already been taken.
Right.
Kieran, hopefully I'll be back if I don't get the sack. That's probably more appropriate.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad. That's good too. I'm fat and that's that.
That's resonated with you.
From Danny, I'm Billy Brownless and don't forget to put your bins out.
Bins for longer.
Bins.
Yep.
Yes.
September bins.
Yes.
What about just from Jarrah? How's it hanging, Coco?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think a question at the end of a show works.
No. It's got to be a sign.
I'm fat and that's that.
I'm fat and that's that.
I'm fat and that's that.
All right.
That works.
Cheek cream. It's just going, yes. I've got asthma.
I've got asthma.
Well, Rosie. There's only one more that we haven't thought about.
Oh.
Cheezel?
Anyone?
Or Joss has said, and that's rappy.
Wappy time. Yeah. No.
My name's Fat and that's that.
Yeah, I like that. I'm fat
that
and
wins.
That's that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Well done.
That wins.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Who's the fat bald bloke?
JB and Tipping Point Brownless
has
been campaigning all week.
Hit it.
To become the new host of Australian Tipping Points.
Billy wants to host the Australian version of Tipping Points.
You've got to have someone with credentials.
And look no further than what?
Wah.
Quiz show icon Glenn Ridge has had his say.
Should Bill be the host of the Australian Tipping Point?
I'd go... Nah.
But now, we've gone to one of the highest authorities in the land. Please welcome Channel 9 Head of Programming, Hamish Turner.
Oh, yes, Jimmy boy, let me sit back, have a listen. I've got the inside mail on Australia's version of Tipping Point. I've gone straight to the top at Channel 9. My old mate, Hamish.
Handsome Hamish.
Yes, handsome Hamish. We went to each other's weddings. We're best man at each other's weddings.
Oh,
he's the head of programming there at 9. Hamish.
Hey, Billy. Hey, JB. How are you?
Hello, mate.
Got you on the rush hour just to tell everyone that I am the new host of Tipping Point. Away you go.
Mate, I had heard that you'd been putting yourself forward. I've got a couple of questions for you, Billy. I just want to get some clarity here. First one, you know this gig is it's on secondment, so we're sending you overseas. Now, from my recollections, the last time we sent you, you ended up naked in a park in Berlin.
That's true.
With your todger out.
Yes.
We had to invest a lot of money in the pixelation of said todger.
Because it was a big light, a pixelation.
It was light dusting, I would imagine. But,
so
I just want to make sure...
Right.
we're fine on that front. You're not gonna go off piste.
I didn't know it was secondment.
It's overseas, mate.
Right, so I didn't know that.
Overseas. No, that's all right. That's yeah. All right. Okay. Second part.
Yes.
September. Would you be good in September? Because I've heard Lunch's Brownlow looms large around that time of year. So I just want to make sure that you're good for that.
They've been noted. Let me have a – I'll just talk to my people there, Hamish, and I'll come back to you.
But hey, Handsome, September was never his month. And back when he played, he didn't get it right, and since he hasn't.
And then the third one, mate, is I remember you putting your hand up for being the mayor of Geelong or North Geelong, or somewhere near Geelong.
Crier.
What happened there?
Well, I just got asked a couple of questions I couldn't answer on the spot. But
right,
and I still can't bloody answer.
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Now, Hamish, 27 years at Nine, so well known in there through the doors. I could have a car park finally get one after 27 years. But also, my Q score's very good.
Very good Q scores. What's your awareness like outside of the AFL states?
General knowledge, very, very good. Very good. But also they have a new thing called broadcast talent, don't they?
Broadcast talent, is that a measurement, is it?
That's a measurement. It's a talent index.
And where do you
Well, I'll ask you handsome. Popular?
Yes.
Well known?
Yes.
Trustworthy?
Very.
Controversial?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Tick, tick. So I've got it. I've got it, Jim.
So, Handsome, I need you to, before you make your call, I need you to listen to a couple of things.
Okay.
Right. So for earlier in the week, we asked Bill, because I think if you're going to be the host of something, you've got to be able to know what the show you're hosting is all about.
A little bit of general knowledge goes a long way.
So this is Bill explaining Tipping Point.
Well, the contestants put like a coin in a box and it rolls down and then it goes down to the bottom and all the coins have got to push over and there's a tipping point where they fall down to another level and it sounds shit, but it's a good show. It's a good show, Tim.
Handsome. Come on.
Oh, dear.
So that's not Bill putting his best foot forward. No. And then yesterday he couldn't work out words that should start with an R rather than a W.
And then he said, rank and wank.
Yeah. And then he tried to put it into a name.
Well, my R's and my W's, I get mixed up.
Do you?
George, so, Bill, rubber you there, bush.
So we're going to have to work on the enunciation a little bit, yeah?
Enunciation.
So,
actually, I don't know about it, to be honest. I'm just having second thoughts here.
Now that you've availed yourself of all the relevant facts, do you, as the head of programming at Nine, do you think Bill could be the host of the Australian version of Tipping Point?
Mate, you had me at a point. But as soon as you describe the show as shit,
yes,
I think it's an honourable pass, mate.
Oh, right. Well, Hamish, I've got another bone to pick with you. I was asked back for the Sunday footy show on Gather Round. So I bowl in there, suited up. I only had a couple of frothies the night before. I was sharp. I was ready to go. And guess what I end up doing? I warmed up the crowd. I was the crowd warmer-upper. Come on.
Hang on. This is the Sunday footy show.
Yeah, Sunday footy show.
The show that you've got a gig on.
Well, I did have for a bit, but then I left. Yes. Yeah, but I was a warmer upper.
Mate, I think they're just kind of testing the waters to kind of bring you back into the fold. That's my read.
All right. Hey, what have we got coming up on Nine? Head of programming we've got here. So what's some
The big show is the summit. So we're launching summit Sunday 14th of May. I've seen it. I've seen the first three episodes. It's brilliant.
Good.
So, Sunday, 7 o'clock, 14th of May.
Right, mate.
Put it in the diary. So that's the big one for us.
And right, Hammer. Well, I think you're suitably disappointed with what you've heard from Bill, and I don't blame you.
Suitably disappointed, but not surprised.
There we are. Thanks for joining us, mate.
See you, boys.
I've got something for you, Hamish.
Send it to me, mate.
I'm fat, and that's that.
Hamish Turner, Nine's programming director on the Rush Hour Triple
M. So we can shut that gate. Yes. That's shut.
Another gate shut. There are a lot of gates shut, Jim. No bloody gates open. I know where I'm going down the Bay FM.
Bay FM.